This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your first stop for festival style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey guys, welcome to a very special podcast slash video because today we've got Andre, myself, and a very special reviewer,
Blaze.
Yeah, we'll see how good of a dog truck he is. And Andre, we've got some really cool trucks here. We did logistical jiu-jitsu and actually managed to get together almost every mid-sized truck.
Yeah, so we do have the Nissan Frontier, the brand new one, hard body edition. We have the Honda Ridgeline. We have a Chevy Colorado, which is the same thing as a GMC Canyon, basically, underneath. And we have a Toyota Tacoma and the all-new Ranger.
Now, for those of you who are listening to this as a podcast, we're going to do a walk around. We're going to show you what's on the outside, what's on the inside. We're going to show you under the hood for every truck. We're going to see how two big guys fit and maybe even a dog. But what truck is missing?
Well, we don't have a Jeep Gladiator.
Yeah.
We're doing a whole series of videos for midsize trucks, actually, right now. We called some of them Truck Madness, TFL Truck Madness, because we did drag racing, and you'll be able to see it at oldtfl.com.
And then we have a special contestant, which is the yellow truck. Why do we bring this old yellow truck, Andre?
Well, Ram and Stellantis currently does not offer a midsize or a small truck in the United States. And we brought a Dodge Dakota in 1999, but it's a very special one with a giant V8.
It's got the Magnum V8.
Yes.
And so what we'll do also is we'll start all the trucks up and you can listen to them because some of them have V6s and some of them are four-cylinder turbos. And then one of them is a V8 and you'll be able to tell the difference in sound when we actually go through all of them. So we're planning on spending about 10 minutes per truck.
Yeah.
And let's get right into it because this is not just any Frontier, is it?
No, this is special. And also, if you're listening or watching this, most of these trucks, not the Dakota, but most of the new ones cost about the same.
Yeah.
So this is a very special video because you'll find out for the same amount of money, which midsizer do you want to buy or which one appeals to you, right?
Yeah, so what's the amount of money they all cost? About?
About $45,000.
Yeah, and they're all the off-road versions too.
Yes.
Except for, of course, for the Dakota.
The Dakota is a two-wheel drive, two-door, short box. Anyway, yeah. we'll get to that later.
It looks like our third reviewer took a break over there. He's sitting in the snow.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know. Blaze, what are you doing, dude? Look,
I thought he was going to review our trucks.
I thought he was going to try to get in the truck.
Okay. Well, but, he's too warm.
Yeah, that's what you get when you get a Chinese mountain dog in the summer. All right, so what makes this Nissan Frontier special besides the fact that it's way cool?
It's nostalgia.
Yeah,
so
retro.
This is retro. So this is a hard body edition of the new Frontier. This is a 2024 model. Basically, this truck is an SV, which is kind of their mid-grade, right? So it's on pricing.
Hey, podcast listeners and TFL Talk viewers. I wanted to take a minute to talk to you about a quick and simple way to sell your car or truck with the help of our new partner, HiRoad. With HiRoad's online portal, you enter your vehicle's VIN number or plate, mileage, and zip code, and You'll get competing offers from several qualified dealers in your area within seconds. You pick the best deal offered and follow through with the dealer to sell your vehicle. No more managing scammy emails from buyers on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace. No more time wasted on no-show buyers. No bait and switch with a "will you take a check" excuse from sketchy buyers. Now keep in mind, these offers will be for trade-in values of your vehicle. If you want to go through the hassle of getting more for your vehicle, that's up to you. But if you want to sell your vehicle hassle-free and fast, go to tfltruck.com and click Sell Your Truck in the navigation menu. Or click on the High Road ad at the bottom of the website if you're on mobile, or click on the column if you're on a desktop. High Road makes it easy, and we like easy.
With the hard body package, you get these incredibly awesome, almost monoblock wheels.
Which Nissan used to do back in the day. They had them on Frontiers, they had them on Pathfinders.
Yep.
Yeah, and so if you're a fan of old Nissan styling, you're going to love the wheels. I'm really impressed that Nissan brought those back.
Yeah.
And, you know, once a cool wheel, always a cool wheel. I'm going to say those are the best looking wheels out of any of the trucks here.
I think so. And people actually notice it on the street, on the highway, when you're driving this truck, they notice. It's not cheap. This whole package includes several things. Includes special fender flares. It includes a blacked out front end.
I love the no chrome.
Yeah, no chrome. But also some of the older trucks had no chrome as well. So this is kind of a retro theme. It's had graphics on the hood. Blacked out mirrors. And also this has a kind of an off-road package as well. So it does have this, it's not a really like a true rock slider, but it's a rocker protector panel that can take some big hits. And also we have this Frontier sports bar, this kind of bed mounted rack here in the back.
Now, I love the stickers. It's obvious it's a 4x4 because it says so on the side. Do you know the exact price, or do we have the Maroni in the truck?
I do. I don't know why, but this Nissan costs exactly the same as the Ranger will show you at near
exactly,
the end.
To the penny.
To the penny. $46,540. And that sounds like a lot of money, Roman.
It does.
Right. It is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, but keep in mind the average new car price now is about $47,000. So you're kind of right where the average new car price is. Now, I know that's not an excuse for a $47,000 midsize truck, but dude, back in 2019, this would have been a lot cheaper. You know, the world has changed.
Yeah, and they introduced this new generation of the Frontier really as a 22 model, right? So it's been almost 3 years that this model has been on sale, and it has everything. It has a rack here for your rail, for your tie downs, cleats. It's got a 400 watt outlet in the bed for charging things.
How big's the bed?
This is a 5-footer. Basically, all these trucks have very similar configurations. They're crew cabs, basically 5-foot beds.
Gotcha. Yeah. So, you know, obviously there are four really categories of trucks. So there's a new compact truck category, which is like the Santa Cruz and the Maverick. Then we get into midsize trucks. I don't know why they're called midsize, but they're the small trucks that people are used to. And then, of course, you get full-size trucks like the F-150, the Silverado, and then we'll get into the heavy-duty trucks. So this is on the small side, but they're not so small anymore, as you'll see when we compare it to the old Dakota.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, this 4x4 Frontier, see, I'm just about 6'3". I can reach over the bed easily. I can reach into the floor of the bed. This sports bar I probably wouldn't get because it kind of limits my access to the bed. And I'm not a huge fan, I guess, of the sports bar in general.
It depends. Do you want to buy your truck because of the way it looks or because of the way it functions?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's up to you. How about towing? How does this guy do for towing?
So it's about 65-ish, about 6,500 pounds for towing. We also have an eye gauntlet test, the world's toughest towing test that we're going to publish very soon. But it's pretty good. The only complaint I had here, Roman, is the hitch is kind of hidden underneath.
So it's hard to get your chains on?
Yeah, it's a little bit difficult. You have to kind of lean down and actually get your trailer chains put on and your hitch put on. But other than that, it's a pretty solid, hard-working truck.
Well, the other thing that makes it old school, of course, is what's under the hood. So I'm going to pop it. And if you guys are fans of Nissan, you'll know what's under the hood because it's been around a while.
Yep. They introduced this engine, I believe, in 2021. This is their new, for them, a new design of the 3.8 liter V6. So no turbochargers here, just straight up V6, and it's very powerful.
Yeah, what's the horsepower and torque?
310 horsepower. Oh, the fuse box has gone off.
It's beeping, okay.
310 horsepower and 281 pound-feet of torque.
That's a lot.
The horsepower is class-leading, basically, and a 9-speed automatic.
Yeah, so that's, you know, that's modern transmission. But as you know, the industry, what? Yeah, look at that beeping. It's crazy.
I don't
huh?
think it likes us opening the hood.
Yeah, it's like, hey, like, close me.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Let's close it.
So as you know, Ford maybe could be credited with starting this trend, but trucks are going to turbocharged.
Yeah.
If not electric. And so what we're getting is smaller displacement, multiple turbos, more power.
A lot more torque,
but not necessarily more fuel economy.
No, because, well, we'll get to that soon.
Exactly,
because when you step into that turbocharger, right, when you're accelerating hard, you're using a lot of fuel to do so.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Ford, you can have Eco or Boost.
But not both.
Not both. I'm beeping again. Dang, you truck. All right, let's get inside.
Okay.
I'll get in the back seat. So one of the things we want to go over here, since we have all of them lined up, is just how comfortable is the back seat. So we're both tall. You're an inch taller than me. I'm 6'2", okay. You're 6'3". You sit where kind of, don't sit where you're comfortable because I will never get in the back here, but you sit kind of how you could drive if you had a rear seat passenger.
No, it should be all good.
All right.
Let me.
Oh, it's electric.
Align on my side. Yeah, it's powered.
Oh God, Andre, this is not good.
What?
I'm gonna rate Can all I... these trucks. All right, that's not the problem. You're not the problem.
What's wrong?
So I'm gonna rate it from a 1 being a legless human, to 10 being a long wheelbase Range Rover. All right. So that's the scale.
Okay.
I'm gonna give this a 2, dude. I have leg room, but this bench is straight up. I mean, it is straight up.
How's your headroom back
headroom
there?
Headroom is not good. I'm hitting, you know, my hair. And I feel like it's very claustrophobic. I don't even have the thing closed. But I would not want to go more than out to lunch in the back of this. And the major problem is the seats are, you know, pretty soft, but this back bench is straight up. I remember when I was living in Europe, we went to... a Catholic Austrian mass, and they had wooden benches in this church for Christmas.
Okay.
And that was old school. That was old school Catholicism. You gotta love God to sit through that because it was so, so uncomfortable. Not quite that bad, but not good.
Well, but it's better up here.
Roman.
So I think mostly in the midsize category, maybe, you know, kids are usually in the back, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, don't make excuses for them. Come on.
No, but it's a small category of
okay.
truck.
All right. Let's put that to the test. Would your kids sit back here?
I have tall kids.
Well, people have tall kids, Andre.
Okay.
So there's also USB and USC back here and another power outlet.
But what about air vents? Do you have air vents?
I have no air vents.
Okay.
I do have grab handles too, which is nice. So I have one. I have one behind your head and one up here. All right. How about the front?
The front seat is quite comfortable. This bottom cushion is very long. I do have longish legs, and I feel pretty good. It's powered, adjustable. The steering wheel is nice and soft and leather wrapped. There is one issue. I have kind of tilting function, but no telescoping function on the steering wheel, which could be a small issue for some people. And I do have four-wheel drive, like you said, four high, four low, but no full-time all-wheel drive.
And so no rear locker.
And no rear locker because it's not a Pro 4X.
Which is kind of a big miss for a truck that looks like it should be racing across the desert.
Yeah, but you could do that. You could get a Pro 4X hard body, but this is not it.
All right, and then I love the fact that you have regular knobs and buttons for most of the controls. I'm going to give it a huge plus for having a tuning and volume knob and for having dual climate zones. We also have heated seats, which is nice.
Yep.
Is there a heated steering wheel?
Yep, it's right here.
A heated steering wheel?
Yep.
Dang, dude.
But the thing with Nissan, sometimes they spread the buttons around. So there's a lot of buttons on my left as well.
Behind the steering wheel in front of your left knee, yeah.
Let's start it up just really quickly.
Yeah, you start up. I'm going to go get the exhaust on, okay?
Okay.
So you do the vrooms and then we'll move on to the next one and see how that does. All right.
Sounds good.
Let me get out there. Open your window. I'll tell you when.
Okay.
All right, Andre, vroom it.
Whoa.
Yeah, not bad.
So Roman,
yo,
it lets me rev it almost all the way.
That's cool.
Yeah. And okay. Also the other thing, Fender audio system. So really, really good audio system as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Just because it's got a brand name doesn't.
No, but trust me. I mean, like I'm not an audiophile,
right?
But I do enjoy this system and also the Titan Fender system.
And if you guys want to know how they off-road, how they tow,
accelerate,
how they accelerate, all those videos are coming on alltfl.com. This is very detailed walk around. So if you're shopping for a midsize truck, we hope by the end of this video, or if you love midsize trucks, you're going to get a sense for what each truck offers and what each truck doesn't offer. So time to move on to the Honda.
Yes, so this is also new for this year. This is the Trail Sport trim of the Ridgeline 2024. You could see the badge. So mainly, Roman, what this is really kind of a tire package, because the all-wheel drive 4x4 system here in the Honda is really good. But there's a couple of issues with this
truck. So let's start with that. First of all, this is the only truck that's full-time all-wheel drive.
Yes.
All the other trucks you have to select.
Also, this is the only one that's not a fully body-on-frame construction.
It's unibody.
It's unibody with a little subframe right in the rear for the bed. So it's kind of unique in that way. Also, it's the widest truck here. So if you look, if you're watching this, if you look from the very front, you can kind of see how wide this truck is. And we'll sit in it, and you'll see the center console is a little bit wider.
My only critique of the design, Andre, and I like it, I think it's handsome, especially if you like the color, is if you didn't know that was a Ridge Sport without seeing the bed, it could be a Passport, you know?
Or a Pilot,
yeah. They're all kind of the same.
Yeah.
And well, maybe that's good. Maybe people like brand identity. But yeah, it should be more... It's the
unique.
Least trucky of all of the ones here, right?
Yeah.
It's the most car-like. And Honda does okay. I think they sell, 30,000 units a year, give or take?
Yeah, 3,500 a month,
yeah.
Maybe. So maybe approaching 40,000 of these a year. Nissan Frontier sales were down just a little bit, but they're usually above the Honda in sales.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
And what are we getting else? What else are we getting with the Trail Sport package? So we got the more aggressive tires.
Yeah, so this tire is, if you can take a look here, this is the General Grabber AT, so all-terrain tire. But we don't have a lot of ground clearance, Roman. I mean, this tire is quite good. You can see a lot of mud kind of already here at our Tumbleweed Ranch.
And a few years ago, we did comparison with the Ridgeline when we took the four, at that time it was four trucks, I think.
That was when this version came out, this right. Generation. And wasn't it 2017-ish?
Yeah, and what we had to do was we had to leave this one behind because it quickly overheated the transmission.
So right? It doesn't have that low range, right? Sometimes when you're crawling off-road, you do need that gearing. But this does have the oval drive system. We've said that many times. It's quite good for snowy roads,
well, it has modes.
Dirt roads, and it has some modes.
So the modes are really good, but when you're seriously off-roading, what happens is It's trying to break the wheel that doesn't have traction to send power to the wheel that has traction. And we found out, and this is on other vehicles that don't have a low range as well. It's not just Honda. It's just like, and then you get a warning, transmission overheats. And then we don't want to push it beyond that because, you know, bad things happen. So let's look at the bed, because this is the most unique bed as well, along
and
with
the most unique tailgate.
Yeah. So the tailgate, of course, does this. Ooh, not dampened.
No.
But it also does this. It
opens like a door.
Yeah. So before the tailgate wars, Honda was way ahead. You got to give them credit for that in coming up with unique and innovative ways to design a tailgate.
The bed height, the floor of the bed is a little bit taller than some other pickups.
Oh, here comes the other reviewer.
Oh, Blaze, do you want to get into the trunk?
Blaze, you want to try to get in?
No, he said no.
I thought maybe you came by and decided that you wanted to be part of this.
So this is huge. Look how deep this is, Roman.
Yeah. I mean, this here, is. Let's see if Blaze will jump in. I'll close this so we don't. He doesn't hurt himself. All right, Blaze. Blaze, come here. Come here. Come here, Blaze. You can jump in. Come on. Come here. Come here, boy. I could give him
He's
one.
He's not that excited.
Hold on. All right, I'll do it this way.
Come on,
Blaze. Treat.
Go.
Blaze, treat.
Oh, good.
Oh,
boy.
Look at that, good boy.
So Blaze is a Burmese. How much does he weigh?
105 pounds.
105, so he's a big boy.
Yeah, so being, being in, I think, the lowest truck here, he
Blaze,
was able to
I
jump.
Don't have a treat. I'm so sorry.
Oh, he loves you, Andre. He was able to jump in, and he's got dirty paws, but it doesn't matter because this is a composite floor.
Yeah, composite bed. Also, the stereo, right, actually uses the walls of the bed to actually... generate music,
yeah,
and,
got,
and
like,
sound.
Thumper, they got thumpers in here.
Yeah.
And a little storage cubby.
Little storage cubby here.
Yeah, you can put treats in there. Psh, I didn't mean to say that, buddy. Sorry. there's one other thing. Let's pop open that cubby again. And we'll show most trucks. I know. Oh, no. Blaze. Blaze.
You just jumped all over your shirt.
Oh, no.
Your sweater.
I'm sorry. I promised you a treat and I don't have one. Sorry, dude.
He's angry.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to get you dirty. So that's where the spare is.
Underneath the floor of the bed.
Which is innovative, but if your bed is full of rocks or...
plywood.
Or bicycles.
Or you're carrying a motorcycle, for example.
You got to get it out to get at the spare.
Yeah, so that's not a huge plus. It's not a plus.
No.
Also, I forgot to mention this, Roman. In the Frontier, this hardbody SV that we're looking at, had about 1,100 pounds of payload.
Yep.
But this truck should have a little bit more. Let's check it out.
Yeah, go look. Let's see what the sticker says.
Let's check out what the payload is. Yeah, this is proper. Look at that. 1,477 pounds. So that's now really usable payload.
Yeah, so it tows the most, right?
No. It has really good payload, Roman, but it only is rated to tow 5,000 pounds.
So it tows the least.
The least.
Yeah, because body on frame.
Yeah.
All right, let's look under the hood. Now, if you're fans of Hondas, Passports, Pilots.
Accords. If you like Accords, if you like V6s.
You'll be familiar with this engine.
You'll be very pleased.
Oh, you got to use it. I got it. I got her.
Do you hold it?
Yeah,
can you hold it?
Yeah.
What's a 3.5? So it's a 3.5 liter. Is the hood pretty heavy?
It's heavy.
Yeah. 280 horsepower. And what, about 262, I believe, pound-feet of torque. So it's not the torqueiest engine, but it does have a 9-speed automatic.
Yeah, just like
Let me close that.
The Nissan, right?
Yep. And it could be, in the real world, one of the most efficient ones of the bunch. Because it's kind of low to the ground. It doesn't have very good ground clearance. It's just under 8 inches of ground clearance. So I wish if they were to create a new generation of the Ridgeline,
yeah.
I hope they kind of make the front end a little bit more, you know, masculine truck-like and gave it more ground clearance, just lifted it up.
Yeah, but we keep saying that, Andre. And maybe what they're thinking is like, why do we want to look like all these trucks when we can look like this truck?
Well, maybe that's what,
right?
That's the Honda way.
Yeah, Honda's always going to kind of, you know, march to its own drummer. Hey, Cole, let me show you something here. Open up that. It also does this, which is very unique. So what you can do is you can do that, and then you can do it on the other seat. So there's no storage under here, but you can actually put a bicycle.
But it's open floor.
Yeah, it's open floor.
Yeah.
It makes a really great...
It's a huge space.
Yeah, once again, thoughtful engineering. So let me sit in the back of this guy and see how I feel. Oh, yeah. All right. How do you feel? I feel like I have no knee room. Are you all the way back?
No.
Okay.
And I could move up just a little bit.
You could move up a little bit more or recline less. All right. So seat comfort, I would say.
Not as upright?
Not as upright. Oh, I was hoping to get more light in here. Not as upright, more comfortable. Headroom is good. Seat comfort, cushion is good. I have air vents, which is very thoughtful. And then over here, I have a power outlet. So this would be obviously a 5, right? So
like in the middle.
Like in the middle. Yeah. Which, and I'm once again, the scale is to a long wheelbase Range Rover. So that would be a 10.
Like a very large, right, comfortable vehicle.
Right. So this is, you know, not horrible. I don't know if I'd want to cross country in the back seat, but if I were a little short of a human being, I think you would have a fine time doing it. How's the front?
You know what? It's better than the Nissan.
Yeah.
So on your scale, if the Nissan was a 7 out of 10,
yeah.
Gosh, this
a long, it's 3 away from a long wheelbase Range Rover.
No. I mean softness. Look, this seat is.
I'm comparing it to like the biggest, most roomy, most comfortable vehicle.
No, I'm comparing it as a driver. Like if I was to drive, like you said, cross country, I would prefer this over the Nissan. In the front.
Yeah.
So this is quite good.
So we got heated seats?
Yeah, we have heated seats.
Do we have
here.
Heated steering wheel?
Yes, it's up here. So every manufacturer usually puts their buttons in different places.
And do we have digital control dashboard, or do we have analog, or both?
Both, a little bit of both. My tach is digital. Ooh, let me quiet down the AC.
Yep.
My speedometer is analog, and my transmission is a push button.
Yeah, I don't love that.
So if you're not used to this, I believe our camera guy Cole was driving this for a little while, and it took him, you know, just 30 seconds to
Qi wireless charging, which is nice.
Yep.
And then, do you have paddle shifters?
Yep.
Wow, paddle shifters on a truck.
And look, the width of the center console. Like I said, I feel like a full size truck in here.
Yeah. Let me go back there. We'll do the vroom vrooms.
Yep. Sounds good.
Let me see. I'm locked in.
Can you get out?
No, I can't get out.
Child lock?
Yeah, I'm child locked in.
I was talking about
children. Can you open up?
No, I got you.
Okay. Now I'm child locked in. Thank you.
Okay, I got it. I got it switched.
Right, go room it. Lazy, come here. All right, come here. Watch out. Don't vroom it yet, Andre. Don't vroom. Lazy's sitting right behind. Don't vroom. Lazy's sitting right behind it.
It's got right, dual Blaise, exhaust go. Pipes
hey,
on this
call,
one.
Call Blazy, would you?
Blaze.
Say treat.
Blaze, treat.
Come here, Blazy. Come here. The problems we have.
Blaze, treat.
Hey, shoot him. Call it. Go for it. Yes. All right. Go ahead, Andre. I can't hear you. I can't hear it. It's impossible to hear. Oh, gosh.
But it does let me rev it quite high.
What does it matter when you can't hear it? I don't think we have needed to move Blaze except for the fact that he was breathing exhaust.
Okay, Blaze. Sorry, that's a twin outlet, dual pipes there.
All right, now we come to a very personal review.
Well, hold on. Before we switch over to Chevy.
Yeah, you want to say something else?
This is also one of the more expensive ones.
Okay.
In the bunch. This is almost 47,000. So, I mean, that was 46.5. This is, as it sits, it's basically almost 47. So the pricing is about the same once again.
All right, and here we are with the Chevy Colorado Trail Bus.
Yes.
Which happens to be your personal truck, Andre, for those of you who are watching this and don't follow TFL. Yeah. And you bought this, it's about a year ago now, isn't it?
Yeah, it was in April 2023, and now we're almost in April again.
All right, I'm just going to say it. It's the best looking truck here.
Really?
I said it about the Nissan, but now I'm changing my mind. I like
are you just saying it because we're friends?
No. I was standing next to Nissan. I like the retro look, but for a modern truck, I think this looks really good. I love the little turn signals that are in here. I love the fact that it's got wider fender flares where you can see those beefy all-terrain tires that stick out. And actually, I think they're bigger than the Nissans.
They are a little bit bigger.
Yeah, I just love the styling of this thing. There's a lot of interesting design language going on in the hood where you've got a lot of contouring, yeah. It's just a really good looking truck. It just looks very purposeful and very off-roady.
Well, thank you, dude. And I picked a loud color.
You did pick a loud color.
Nitro yellow.
You were brave, Andre.
And it splits people down the middle. Some people really like it, and some people really hate it.
You know, I love the colors of all these trucks. If you go to a dealership, you're going to get three choices, black, white, or silver.
Yeah.
And it's cool that we have blueberry over there next to the Colorado, and I like that kind of cement color that the Ford has. And this kind of
bluish, yeah,
kind of pastel blue. And then, of course, I'm a big fan of red trucks. And then the Bumblebee over there, which we'll get to. All right, so what do you think of this truck, Andre? Why don't you walk us through it?
So this is technically a 23 model, right? For 2024, it's mostly the same. And they kind of switched over to turbocharged engines. They modified the frame a little bit to make it a little bit longer wheelbase. And it's the wheelbase is about 131 inches versus Honda's 125. So it's got a longer stance, but about the same bed length as the Honda. So let's take a look at the bed.
I'm not gonna drop it, but if I did, it would not be dampened.
No, because this is a Trail Boss that's based kind of on a work truck, right? So it doesn't have a lot of fancy stuff. Well, we'll talk about what's inside.
It's got the step.
It does have a bumper step.
Yeah, Chevy's kind of pioneered that, and a lot of the manufacturers have copied it.
So I guess, you know how I said the Honda bed was high? This bed is also pretty high.
Did you get a line from the factory, or did you have to do it?
No, I had to do it myself.
I hate that. Like, the nice thing about like the Honda is it comes...
Just composite.
Same thing with the Toyota. Here you got bare metal, and you got to go get it lined, and that's, if you get it from the factory, it's about 600, and if you get it done locally at your local Line-X or whoever you use, that's also 600, and it's you know, it's a pain in the butt because they take the truck for the whole day.
But I wanted it first, remember? We always try to be first.
Yeah.
And bed lining trucks at the factory, that usually means a delay.
All right, how's the towing on this?
Amazing. Yeah. It's class leading. 7,700 pounds. The hitch is relatively easy. The chain hoops are a little bit hidden underneath, but the hitch is very visible. And I've towed my boat, I don't know, dozens of times, and it's been on the eye gauntlet. And it's also a little bit taller than other Colorados because it's an off-road truck. It's also a Trail Boss.
Does it have the biggest wheels and tire package here, you think?
It's got the largest tire of this bunch.
Uh-huh.
It's a 32-inch tall tire, 32.1.
All right, now let's look under the hood. So when you bought this, Chevy was doing something pretty daft. You could get it with three power levels, if I remember right, right?
Yes.
There's like a low output, a medium, and a high output.
Yeah.
And people were like, come on, guys, just knock that off. And they did. So
yeah.
you had to have your software upgraded.
I got a medium one, right? Yeah. Because I didn't want to like spend all the money up front. And they also had the work truck version of it with lower numbers. And for 2024, there's now two versions. The low output and then the high output. This is the high output because I got it tuned at the dealership.
Did it make a difference? Could you tell?
I'm spinning my tires once in a while more than before. So I think torque made a difference, but the horsepower stayed the same.
Which is?
310 horsepower, just like the Nissan, and 430 pound-feet of torque, which is, out of all these you see here, is a lot more than all the other trucks you see right here.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Made it to a...
It's an 8-speed.
8-speed, okay.
So we have a 9-speed, 9-speed. Now we're in the 8-speed, and there's no manual option. There's no 2-door short cab option. So they kind of simplified it for themselves, but if you wanted a 2-door simple truck, you're not going to find it.
So this is what you get.
Yeah, but there's another benefit to this, is the price.
Yeah, how much?
I paid about $41,000. That was the sticker, $41,000.
You paid a price for that. Literally.
Yeah, we'll see it
inside. Yeah.
But when you consider 46, 47, 41, that's a big saving. That's like $5,000 saving.
That is nothing to sneeze at, my friend. All right, let me sit in the back again.
Do I have any mess back here?
A little bit. We won't look at that.
Okay.
We'll hide the mess, Andre. This is Andre's personal truck, so it is not a loader truck. So don't Don't be surprised.
So I don't have a shade. I don't have power adjusting on my seat.
All right, I'm gonna give it a smidge better than the Nissan. I forgot what I gave the Nissan. Was it a one or a two?
One or two, yeah.
Yeah, if that was a one, this is a two. Very upright, not enough headroom, not enough knee room. Once again, wouldn't want to be here for more than, you know, the time it takes to drive to lunch with your friends or coworkers. We do have vents back here, cup holders, but really upright back seat. And for me, not very comfortable. For your big kids, it must not be great.
And also, you don't have any center armrest
no.
in this one, because it's a little bit more of a simple model.
And God help you if you have to sit in the middle.
And I want to show you one more thing.
Yeah.
Hold on. I wanted to show under the seat because it's a stark difference.
Well, we'll show them after you. We'll
okay.
Show,
yeah. Let's rev it first.
Yeah. No, let's show them the dashboard and the interior.
Let's power this up.
Yeah. So do you have heated seats?
No.
Heated steering wheel?
Nothing.
Well, there's some of your money, Andre.
I don't have cruise control, Roman.
Yeah, that's also a problem.
Nothing.
How do you like it in terms of, you know, the layout? Is it easy to operate all the controls?
Yeah, I'm still not happy with the headlamp control. The headlamp control is digital, right? It's a touch screen.
That is just silly, Andre.
So we do a lot of filming here, yeah. Right? We have to turn all the lights off and on in different circumstances for filming. I have to either, you know, just hit the key on the accessory position and work through that.
Well,
that's
the reason,
not ideal.
You know, they do it is, well, the designers and the manufacturer will say because of sleekness, right? It cleans up the look of the interior.
Yeah.
The reason we think they do it is because you get rid of more buttons and so you save money. So that is certainly one way they should never save money, and that is to getting any kind of functionality that prohibits you from driving the vehicle, right? It would
yeah.
be like Tesla putting the transmission controls on the screen. I don't think that's a good idea, because if your
no.
screen goes out, you now have no lights.
And also Tesla is getting rid of stocks for blinkers.
And that should happen, hasn't it?
Yeah.
You lost the screen for a while and you had no lights.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right.
Just one more thing.
Yeah.
I do have a choice of automatic full-time 4x4. So I can actually select that, or I can have 4 low, 4 high. I have a couple of different driving modes, and I have a lot of payload. It's over 1,500 pounds of payload.
You know what I don't have back here?
AC?
No, I have vents. I don't have USB or USB-C. I have no way to power my stuff.
Really?
Yeah, there's nothing.
Yeah, that's not good, because, you know, rear passengers must charge in their tablets.
No, I gotta get out of this. Dude, it's too tight.
It's hot.
It's hot and too tight. All right, let me go do the vrooms and we'll show them the back seat.
Okay.
Underneath. All right. Hold on. I'm gonna go back here. All right. Vroom it, dude. Go for it. Okay, that's not bad. Better than the Honda.
There's also a whistle of the turbo. It's quite pronounced. I could hear the whistle.
Is the whistle of the turbo the new supercharger?
Yep, the whistle.
Here, I'll let you open this. I don't want to break anything.
Oh, no. So first of all, there's a latch on the side. But look how not much room there is. Look, check it out.
Yeah, I mean, Honda by far is the best solution.
If you compare this to the Honda, I mean, that floor was open, right?
Yeah.
And this is a body-on-frame truck, of course, and it kind of limits some of the space you have down here. So that's my complaint.
All right, well, let's move on to the Taco. And for all of you guys, like I say, who aren't familiar with kind of our fleet, the Nissan and the Honda belong to Nissan and Honda. This belongs to Andre. And of course, Blueberry, which we named our Tacoma, belongs to us. We bought this, you know, I was driving it today and I got a service coming soon. I need to service it soon.
Well, we only almost have like 6,000 miles on it or something? 5,000?
Well, yeah, in like a month and a half, we've almost put on 5,000 miles. And we did have an issue with it. I think we should address that. We had our front diff blowout when we were off-roading it. And according to Toyota, that was the ADD, which stands mm-hmm. for...
Active Differential Disconnect.
Which is a shaft that broke, and it's actually meant to break. So if there's too much torque, you don't explode your front differential.
Or the drive shafts downstream.
Or the drive shafts, right. Or the half shafts.
But
Toyota fixed it under warranty.
Yeah.
And now it's back. And that's all there is to it. I don't know what people are doing. Like,
analysis of
videos and saying that, you know, this is not true. You know, we took it to the dealer. They didn't show us. We have to go by what Toyota says. We have a good relationship with Toyota. We know the chief engineer. I don't think the children would lie to us, so I believe them. I think that's exactly what happened. It sounded like that's exactly what happened.
But they're still investigating it, right? Yeah. They want to make sure that, you know, since the conditions we were in were not super, super extreme, that it never happens again in the same situation.
All right, I'm tired of that. Let's just talk about the truck now.
So it's a Tier D off-road, right? Yeah. So once again, the same theme, right? Off-road model.
Yeah, and I like the styling, Andre. I think they did a good job of updating the look of the Tacoma. Obviously, the Tacoma was around a long time. Toyota, unlike many other manufacturers, don't necessarily update their cars every 4 years. In fact, this has been, what, 10 years now?
Yeah, so, I mean, this is a brand new, all new 2024, right? And the previous one was about, what, 2015-ish?
Yep.
So that's almost 8, 9 years. Yep. 9 years of model change.
And I like the look of the truck. I don't think it's as good looking, like I said, as the Colorado. We bought this in Texas and we drove it up. So we road tripped it immediately. And we can talk about that or you can watch the video. One of the things that I really find nice about the truck is the headlight design. It's very similar to a Tundra. So if you were to put this next to a Tundra, it would look like a baby Tundra.
Yeah.
You know, and you've got this kind of like almost boomerangy design in the headlight that the Tundra also shares. We do have the TRD wheels and kind of these ATs that aren't horribly aggressive.
Right. A little bit more, I mean, almost a compromise, but Sheldon told us during the event that, you know, they've tested this tire in many, many different environments. But it's a combination of things, right? My Colorado is actually not really good on fuel.
Yeah.
I'm averaging about 19 mpg,
I think we're averaging, what, about 22-ish.
Yeah. So, I mean, the tires are a huge part of that. Yeah. I selected really aggressive tires on my Chevy. These tires are a little bit more efficient. They're a little bit smaller.
Well, we've got these Predator steps that came with it. We were one of the first, or we wanted to be one of the first to get it. So we just took the one that had, you know, the least amount of stuff for kind of the least amount of money. That was a TRD off-road. And so I wouldn't have gotten these. But let's talk about payload, Andre, because it's not grand.
No. So the Nissan was 1100. Then we had a couple great payload packages. But this one is only 1,200 pounds, so not super great. Not super great. And I think it's partially because they made the chassis heavier, right? The frame is now fully boxed. It's very, very strong. They extended the wheelbase over the previous Tacoma. They still gave it the composite bed.
Yeah, let me see if it's dampened here. Oh, look at that, ooh. Andre. Ooh, fancy, fancy.
That's what you get for... The price of this truck is $45,300. So it's less than the Frontier, less than the Honda, but more than the Chevy.
And then when we were doing the Ike with it recently, we actually were on the bump stops because we had like three big guys in the cab.
Yes.
Plus we were kind of maxing out the towing.
So we had about 6,200 pound trailer and suspension compressed.
All right, Andre, tell me about these guys.
Well, this is a company that's made in the USA. I love that. Patent pending. Charvonia Design sent this to us. These are tie downs that fit in the rail of the bed and also in the floor. And you could, you know, it gives you a lot more options for tying down. And they're very lightweight. I love that.
Yeah, they're billet, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's really nice. And I also love the fact this bed, once again, comes with this composite so you don't have to bedline it.
Yeah, but my complaint when this is wet...
It's very slippery.
Very slick. So Toyota does offer a certain coating
that
you could put on, but once again, like a bedliner.
Yeah, so then you got to bedline your composite. That's getting silly. But it's true. Hey, how about towing? How much is the tow?
So 6,500 pounds.
Yeah.
So this is very similar to the... Well, your plug here is very...
You know,
you have a plug in your hitch.
I'm a big fan of Chudleaks. Czech word for plug.
There you go. 6,500 pounds. Very accessible, though, but the double wall design here on the side, which is not my favorite, but still.
And I got to do a quick shout out to Rider Justice, our friend Scott O'Sullivan. If you guys are ever in an accident, your family or friends are in an accident, he is a great attorney here in Denver, but he does national work, so give him a call. He's not only, you know, a sponsor, he's become a friend of ours. Does a really great job. Let's go under the hood, Andre.
Yeah, and he also is an automotive enthusiast. He owns a Tacoma.
And he rides too.
He rides motorcycles. Yeah. So
let's see if this is if there's a stick or no stick.
Stick.
Stick. Ugh, okay. Stick. Oh, this is such a messy. It is very messy. You know, for the longest time, I kept complaining about the fact that manufacturers covered up the engine with this, you know, plastic cover. Now I kind of wish this had the plastic cover. I think I was wrong. I have to take that back because this just looks like too much spaghetti.
Well, when we were under the hood of the Nissan, the Honda, and the Chevy, they had like plastic covers, right? Yeah. But
not that there's anything wrong with it. I'm sure it's fine. It's probably easier to work on. Just visually, it looks a little.
Well, the idea is that you never open this, right? Because it's a Toyota. Yeah. You never see this. So I guess that's the idea.
So we're back to a turbo.
Yeah, it's a 2.4 liter. So it's the new engine. They actually introduced several versions of this engine in like a Highlander SUV and others. But this is a truck version of it. 278 horsepower and 317 pound-feet of torque. 8-speed automatic. They do offer a 6-speed manual. So you can have that as an option. And there's also a work truck version of this engine, just like in the Chevy, with a lower power output.
Yeah, and I've loved it. I got to tell you, as somebody who lives at a mile above sea level, I love turbos. I know all you Sealander types don't like turbos because you think that they, first of all, there's this, I think there's a mystique out there, or there's lore out there that turbos don't last. Right, once upon a time back in the 70s when I was growing up in the 80s, turbos weren't grand. They had a lot of turbo lag. And they weren't designed with the engine in mind, so they had an engine, they stuck turbos on it. Oftentimes they would overheat and there would be issues. Not anymore. I don't think that you should worry about having a turbo. Lots of benefits, including the torque hits hard and it hits early.
1700 RPM, maximum torque.
Yeah.
It's almost like a diesel.
Yeah.
I mean, this might as well be a diesel.
Doesn't necessarily, sound like a diesel. Actually, no. It does. It kind of does tick over a little bit. Huh?
Yeah.
All right, let's show you get on the inside.
Yeah, let's try this space.
All right,
They changed the cab. You know, they made the cab taller. And
underneath here, there's a little bit of space. It's not bad. Manual seats, I see.
Manual seats.
No center armrest.
So this is, like I mentioned, 45,300.
Okay, so better headroom. Nowhere near as good as the Ridgeline. Somewhat upright, not as horribly upright, but I don't think I have any vents here, Andre. Those aren't vents. I don't have any USB ports. I do have cup holders like the Colorado, but it feels very cost-cutty. I'm going to give this a 2.5 on the comfort scale.
Just a bit better.
It's a little bit better than your truck because I have more headroom, but it's not ideal. Like you said, maybe you're right. Like you said, if you have a family, get yourself a full-size truck.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think my next truck... after the Colorado, I think my next truck will be a full-size.
So quick quiz, what's the downside to a full-size truck that the midsize or compact truck doesn't have?
Well, it's garageability.
Exactly, you knew that.
Because my garage, I don't know, in Colorado, lots of homes have 19-foot long garages. I don't know who created that, why that was created, but I cannot fit a full-size truck in my garage.
Yeah, so a compact or midsize truck will fit in your garage, but a full-size truck... forget about it. So I do like the control layout. I love the big
bam, bam, bam.
Except for the volume. Now, I don't know what the hell happened there. Four gloves, right? And then, here, try it. See if you can even turn that volume knob with that. Give that a shot. I just handed Andrea a work glove.
Oh, this is like a winter work glove.
Yeah, sure. It's a Carhartt. Barely, right?
I don't know.
You can also use the steering wheel control. I get that. And then I also don't like the fact that we're missing a lot of buttons.
We do have a rear locker in this one.
We do have a rear locker, but that's it.
And
you can get a disconnectable sway bar, which is unusual for the midsize truck segment.
But it's not in this truck.
But it's not in this truck.
It's an option. So the Chevy... Whoa.
Yeah.
The Colorado does have a G80, which is kind of a mechanical system, a rear differential locker system. This is actually selectable. And like we said, Frontier has an option for this as well.
And we have manual 2-high, 4-high, and 4-low.
It's up here.
And then we have different drive modes, just like the Colorado.
Yeah. But no automatic mode, unless you get a Tacoma with a limited trim.
Yeah.
Right? And that has
a different... fancy schmancy on-road truck.
Yeah.
Which is ironic because, look, here's the problem, guys. And we found this. If you are in conditions that are varying, so let's say there's snow and then... it's starting to dry up and then there's, you know, wet pavement and then there's dry pavement. This truck in 4-high will crab, and it's, you know, it's not comfortable and it's hard to park. Mm-hmm. And so I find myself always having to switch in variable conditions from 4-high to 2-high to 4-high, and it just gets to be a pain in the butt. And my wife, in fact, hates it so much that she won't get a car that isn't all-wheel drive all the time. So I know trucks have been that way for a long time, but I think it would be a competitive advantage for, like, the Passport to actually create a 4-high all the time that doesn't crab.
Exactly. And that's why I like my Colorado, because that's an option for me.
Yeah.
So that's why I love
that.
Well,
there's an option, once again, Toyota offers that.
At a lower price. I don't have to buy a fancy Tacoma to get that feature.
And some of the people have said, and I think this is basically true, that there's, you know, this is kind of a sea of gray and black.
It does feel a little bit industrial in some areas here.
And some of the parts are a little plasticky. And people say that especially when you're talking about a $45,000 truck, which is what this cost.
Exactly.
But I do like the digital control. It's a little finicky when you're switching, you know, for the different functions.
So we do have telescoping, though.
Yeah,
we do. Chevy did not, and Nissan did not.
Hey, go right on the thing and see what kind of fuel economy we're getting.
You know what? I don't like this digital design because it's not super intuitive. But I finally figured it out.
Yeah, it's not super intuitive. It's finicky.
Pitch and roll.
Yeah, we'll get to
oil temps.
Yeah.
And here you go. 18.2.
Ooh, I'm way off from the...
No, but remember, we were just drag racing and towing.
Yeah, that's true. So it's going to go...
No, you're on the money because remember, in our trip, we got 24 MPG. So the efficiency is better.
Oh, the other thing I hate about it, show them the fuel gauge. It's got one of those like classic 80s or 70s style fuel gauges where you fill it up and then for the first half of tank it's full and then the last half tank just drops like a rocket.
It's not a linear gauge.
No, it's not.
No, it's just really like weird. It's in the mood.
Yeah, I don't know what sensor is reading the fuel level, but it's not great. Oh, you want to vroom it?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go get my... All right, go ahead. Go vrooming. Go for it.
Interesting. So that was about 4,000 RPM. It has kind of a unique sound, but not super pleasing, right?
Well, industrial. All right, and let's get to the last truck here, and that is the newest truck. You just came back from Utah, where you were driving this on the program. I think I don't like the styling, Andre. It's too sedate. So this truck, the new Ranger, was first introduced in Australia, right?
Yeah.
It was in a lot of ways designed in Australia as a ute.
So they also have a SUV in other markets, like Europe and Australia, where the Everest, which has a very similar front end.
And
I agree with you. I'm not a huge fan because it looks like an SUV.
Yeah, it's too roly-poly. Right? It doesn't look... It's got the same problem the Ridgeline has now.
The only positive thing here, this is an FX4, and as far as style, and it has a different like silver plate here, and also a skid plate underneath, and that kind of breaks up the design. But when you see it all body color, it almost looks like just a standard SUV.
Yeah, I agree. From the front, this could be the Everest.
It could be.
And that's not a compliment. Having said that, I love the color. Do you like the new Ford badge?
It's huge.
Yeah.
They're so increasing.
Kind of redesigned it.
The size of it.
Is it blue bluer maybe? I don't know. Maybe.
Well, I think their new style badge, they're debuting on the F-150, which has got white font.
Okay. Yeah.
The white font one is a F-150 now style. This is still slightly large. Older design, but it's also humongous.
The good thing I'll say about it is no chrome. I'm really hating chrome.
Yeah.
I want to start like a movement, get rid of all chrome. It's horrible for the environment. It's a pain in the ass after it starts to peel off. So let's not even go there. Let's talk about the tires and wheels.
And also the chassis, right? Yeah. So the Ranger came back to our market in 2019. This is redesigned. This is now a little bit longer wheelbase by 2 inches. This is an FX4. It's got this beefy General Grabber AT all-terrain tire. It's called an AT Sport. And this is not as big as the Colorado. So once again, the Colorado out of these five has the largest diameter tire. But this is okay. I drove 500 miles from Utah back to Denver here.
And, you know, these tires were great in the snow. I drove in the snow, in the wet, on ice, on my road trip, and these tires do great.
And we did get the XLT, which is kind of the mid-grade, so it's kind of the most popular in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and this is a loan from Ford.
Yeah.
So this does not belong to us.
All right, let's look at the back. Let's see what the bed's like.
Oh, once again, the five-footer.
Five-footer, it's got the little fold-out. Extra
extender,
yeah.
So this was an option. I think it's like $200 or something like that to get this bed extender, and you can get that in the other trucks as well, of course. Once again, bed lined from the factory,
and you got a lot of power outlets.
I do. Yeah. So do two. I have two?
You have two. You have dual.
So I have a 12 volt,
yeah,
and I have a 400 watt, but still not super high wattage on the system.
Let me see. Let me put this back. Let me see if it was dampened. All right.
Try the one finger.
Oh yeah, all right, one finger.
It's very light. Can you feel that? No?
There you go, one finger. And how about towing? How does this bad boy tow?
So this is almost class leading, not quite, but 7,500 pounds. So this is basically up there with the GM trucks. Also the Jeep Gladiator tows, or is rated to tow 7,700 pounds. But this hitch is very accessible. Although the hoops are a little bit hidden underneath, I really like this hitch design.
And it's a pretty tall truck. I mean, we're both tall and yeah.
Can you reach?
I can reach.
Hold on, let me open the tailgate.
I can reach, but barely.
Not great.
Yeah, if I had to pull something out of the middle, it would be a no-go.
My bag is in here, so my backpack is in the back of this truck.
I also want to say it's the only one. So how much is this truck, Andre?
Identical to the Nissan, which is $46,500. 40.
And I noticed, I think it's the only truck, and this is where you get a lot of Ford value with the rear window.
Also, not only that.
Does the Passport have a rear window?
The Ridgeline, yes.
The Ridgeline, sorry.
But Ridgeline. Stay right there.
Yeah.
It's got something even more special in the rear.
Is it electric?
Yes.
Tell me that it's electric.
Hold up.
Oh, I love that. Look at that. That is really good. All right, let's see the back seat room. No, before we do the back seat room, we should do under the hood.
Let's look under the hood.
Yeah, so that's cool. And the Ridgeline's the only one that has, right, the rear window?
It's an option, though.
Is it?
In some of the other trucks, you can get it optionally.
Right.
But none of them have the power in the midsize. So, I don't know, do you really need a rear glass?
Yeah, I do.
Window?
Yeah, there's nothing like, you know, a beautiful evening.
Air experience.
Where it's, you know, nice and briskly cool outside and you don't have to heat the truck too much, so you open the back window and let the cool air come in. It's really nice. Yeah, it's a nice time.
So this engine bay looks like a Toyota engine bay.
Yeah, they got away from the cover as well.
So no cover.
Sitting down pretty low.
Yeah, so this is a 2.3 liter. This is basically the same engine they've had before. 270 horsepower and 310 pound-feet of torque. But this is a 10-speed. So we had some 9-speed automatics, we had some 8-speed automatics, this is a 10-speed. And there's a V6 coming. So yeah. There's a 2.7 twin turbo EcoBoost coming in this truck with XLT and Lariat packages. There's also the Raptor coming, which is a 3-liter V6 twin turbo, which has a heck of a lot of power, over 400 horsepower.
So I want to say that Ford is the only one that gives you engine choices. All the others, you get one, and you better like one. It's like
basically,
you
know, except the Toyota and Chevy
give you
a couple of different power choices, right?
Yeah.
Except exactly. Of actual engine choices.
So one of the things I love about the fact that we're going to turbos now is that they become tunable.
Yeah.
So obviously, when you do that, you're probably messing with your warranty. But you know, we've seen it in the Ford F-150 where people are getting a lot more power out. And you could say, well, I could also do that with a supercharger on a Coyote, but tuning it is a little bit easier.
It doesn't
involve necessarily anything mechanical.
Yeah, because you can get a little bit more power. And even manufacturers themselves do that, right?
Yeah.
They offer packages for tuning.
All right, let me show you the back here. Let's do the back seat test. So this is, I think, where the Ford really shines.
There's a little tab in the front of the seat.
Got it. Thank you, Andre. Yeah. Not great.
But there is another feature.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Okay. Stay right there.
I'm not going anywhere, Andre.
If you lower this,
yeah.
If you lower this,
yeah.
Check this out. Cole, can you get in here? This does that.
Oh, look at that.
So
I'm struggling to see what that would be useful for. Maybe to put the dog in here so you don't get like fur everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know. But there's a tiny bit of storage. Sometimes there is a subwoofer back there as well.
But I could see this, like you can protect this nice white cloth from getting dirty. And probably gives you a little bit, a couple more inches of space, at least from the back. So let me sit in the back here. Not bad. You know, I'm going to give this a 4.
So it's almost ridgeline.
Almost ridgeline, but not as good. What does detract is the fact that, once again, no vents. I do have a USB and USB-C. Mm-hmm. I do have a power outlet, which is actually a 400 AC 120 volt 400 max. These things are good, but they power like laptops. You're not going to power a tree trimmer with that.
Or many other things.
Yeah, you can charge things up. But in general, I like the fact that I have this. This is where kind of Ford brings a lot of value, right? Cup holders there, cubby hole.
Like, it's like big truck features in a smaller truck.
Yeah,
right?
I could live in this thing for, I could potentially do like a cross state, if not cross country trip back here. Okay. Because look, you've got these scalloped seats, so that does give you more leg room. Hop in the front, Cole, and let's show them the front.
Yep.
This is a little weird.
Is weird.
At 46,000, I still have to do this.
You know, the problem is when we went, here's kind of the typical journalist whining and whinging, right? When we went to the buttons, everybody was like, oh, what's wrong with the key? And now that I've gotten used to the button, I sit down, my key is buried inside my pocket, and then I forget because I go to push the button.
And there's nothing there.
And I can't get my key out because I'm old and fat, and so now I got to get out of the truck, get the key out because it's lodged in my pocket. So I do miss the button. But you get a lot, and you get a big screen for your money in this truck. You want to show them the Monroney?
Yeah, but this doesn't have a price, but it does show you just a few things because this is kind of a event vehicle. We do have a 373 rear lock and differential. This is the large screen, the 12-inch infotainment screen. We've got FX4 package, running boards. You know, these running boards I probably would take off.
I would too, yeah.
Because this truck is already small. I don't feel like they're necessary, at least for the FX4.
Well, if you're Jill Simonillo, who is an automotive journalist who's, on the short side, then you need them.
Maybe,
but for us, they become kind of redundant.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking FX4 means off-roading, and if you hit the step off-road, that's a problem, right?
So this is identically priced to the Frontier, to the dollar.
Exactly.
Wow.
And I heard your comments. I read a lot of comments that said it's weird that this mid-range XLT Ranger is 46. It is a little weird. But like you were saying, they're adding a lot of features.
Well, we got the window. Do we have heated seats?
Yes.
Do you have a heated steering wheel?
We have a lot. Yeah, this is partially digital and partially not digital. Yeah. So there's analog temperature controls, but also digital temperature controls. So there's a little bit of redundancy there. So, I have adaptive cruise control.
So we have that Mustang.
Yes.
That's got a horizontal screen.
Yes.
Why does this have a vertical screen? I kind of feel like Ford pick an orientation and go with it.
That's a good question. I have a built-in brake controller.
That, once again, really nice. We were just doing a video on the Ram website.
Yeah.
That was a $295 option.
Right. And I think the entire towing package, they have two at Ford. One is about $400, and then another one that includes the brake controller, which is more expensive.
How is it for a dashboard there? It's kind of half digital and half analog.
It is. Because it's an XLT.
I don't love it. I don't love it. The center.
You know what?
The center is digital. The outside is.
You see the rev counter is a bar.
Yeah.
It's not a dial like I'm used to.
Yeah. Don't do that.
This has telescoping and tilting, so this is quite comfortable.
How about lumbar?
I do have lumbar. So actually, this front seat. I mean, I liked it on my trip. So.
Here's a question, Cole. Is the passenger electric? Take a look, or is it manual?
It's electric.
Wow, that's
aha.
So you do get a lot with
this.
Yeah, with this.
Yeah.
All right, let me do the vroom vroom. Let me go outside.
Okay.
Vroom vroom. Here we go. Okay, vroom vroom it, Andre.
2.3 liter.
Go for it.
Sounds like a car. It doesn't sound like a truck. It doesn't sound like a truck, my friend, from here.
That's a good way of putting it. All right, well, we promised him one more. J- just quickly to show them what trucks used to be like. And before we get to the old Dodge, we should let you know that we are well aware that there's a Ranger Raptor, that there's a TRD Pro.
There's a ZR2.
There's a ZR2 or a Bison.
Yeah.
But we're not looking at those because those are even more expensive. And if you do want to see a review of, let's say, the Ranger Raptor.
We have one.
We just published it. Yeah, because Andre took a jumping. You took a jumping, my man.
I did a little jump.
Yeah. Yeah. How much are those? 57-ish?
So the Raptor, Ranger Raptor starts at 57. Doesn't have any many options, actually. So
oh, that's nice. So you get everything.
And of course, the ZR2 Bison is also around 60 grand. So those are more expensive.
So what is this truck that we're looking at here?
This is a 1998 Dodge Dakota RT. So it's a performance edition. It also has a 5.9 liter V8, Magnum V8. So let's look at the engine. But this one is this truck is modified.
Yeah, somebody kind of boy raced this thing. And whether you like it or not, it is what it is. We got sports seats in it, but the engine is really what is so unique about it. And Andre, you know, we bought this to do a video series on.
Yes.
And since that time, we decided not to do it. So if anybody out there wants this truck, send us an email to ask@tfltruck.com and we will be happy to sell it to you.
This is weird. Sorry. This little latch.
How much did we pay for this? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
It was like $9,000, I think. Around there. $8,000, $9,000.
But it's also very low miles.
Yes.
So it's like 88,000 miles. Yes. But somebody did go to town.
They did go
to town. I think they went to a local parts store or, eBay or something, and they really put a lot of different trim pieces on this.
Well, this is definitely in the classic truck world now.
Yeah.
Once upon a time when mid-sized trucks, which were now kind of, I mean, look at this. A Maverick is about the same size.
Yeah, so this is very small. This engine, when it was new, stock form, produced 250 horsepower, but very big torque, 345 pound-feet of torque.
When we show them the inside, somebody put sports seats in the truck.
Can you unlock the door?
I can.
It's on the door. Aha.
And the theme continues.
Yeah, it's all yellow. It's like Bumblebee.
Look at the inside here. You got flames on the dashboard, Andre. And you got these very tight seats. If you're our size, they're not very comfortable.
No, huge bolsters. But this is kind of an example of what used to be, right? Right now...
Look at the size of this bed.
It's huge. It's like 6.5. I think almost 6.5 feet long. So you used to be able to buy a two-door version of this, an extended cab, a crew cab version of this. But now the midsize trucks are going to four doors basically almost all the time. Yes, there's a King Cab Nissan, but it's becoming more and more rare to actually find a two-door truck like this.
Yeah. What am I missing here, Andre?
No, do we need to open this?
No, this shouldn't. No, that opens that. This should open on its... I think. Well, maybe we do. I have keys. Let's not open it. There's a bed under there. Trust me. It's too much work. And if you want this, I think what we paid for, like $9,000, $10,000, send us an email at ask@tfltruck.com.
It's also a little German.
Autobahn
it's
Racing. Autobahn this Racing. Has never been to the Autobahn. Let's see how many miles it has.
I believe it's 88,000.
I'll do the vroom vroom. You want to get the sound?
All right. I can get.
You're going to make me sit in this thing, huh?
Because it doesn't have cats or something? Is that why you have me do this?
No, I'm giving you the easy job because getting in here is...
Okay.
Oh yeah, 88, look at that, 888-999. That is a low mileage for a pick-em-up truck.
Now, Roman, that's a manly sound.
That is a manly sound. Dual exhaust. Yeah. Somebody loved this, Andre.
Well, they loved it.
Turn your mic off. I almost did that.
They loved it a little bit too much because they even covered the brakes with the yellow painted plate.
Yes.
This is insane.
All right. Well, there you have it. I hope that gives you an idea of what to expect from the new trucks and how they compare to a classic truck. I don't even know how much this tow is. Does it matter?
Oh, actually, I looked this up.
Yeah.
In the spec sheet, it said 6,900 pounds.
Dang.
So it's basically the same as the new ones.
Yeah, because it's the big old V8.
Yeah,
right?
Big old V8 and
body
a frame.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
I mean, I don't think I want to tow 6,900 pounds with this because it's so short and so small, but I guess it could do it.
Well, that's pretty impressive. And guys, you know, we're doing all these truck comparisons of midsize trucks because they're all basically new-ish, if not completely new. And so, once again, where should they go, Andre?
OldTFL.com, one place, all of our channels. You can kind of see all the latest in one area right there.
And thank you for spending this beautiful Colorado afternoon with us and joining us for this side-by-side truck comparison. We shall see you guys next time. Ciao.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.